The fires in LA continue to spread and obviously are still dominating the news. A problem, like all problems, that has been exacerbated exponentially by Democrat incompetence. The mayor of LA recently cut the fire department budget by over $17 million. This when most people in Southern California can't even get fire insurance for their homes. The insurance companies just refuse to cover that hazard because the homes are so expensive in Southern California. When something like this happens, then they can go bankrupt. And so instead of trying to prevent this situation from happening and trying to save lives and save people property and their businesses and possessions, the mayor just decided to cut the fire department budget. And this is going to hang over Governor Gavin Newsom's head when he runs for president in 2028, because now the entire country knows that he is completely incompetent and can't manage California, so why should we allow him to manage the entire country? Donald Trump told him to his face a few years ago, I think this was from 2018, what he needs to do in order to dramatically minimize these kinds of hazards from happening, but obviously his recommendations fell on deaf ears.
Gotta take care of the floors. You know, the floors of the forests, very important. You look at other countries where they do it differently, and it's a whole different story. I was with the president of Finland, and he said, we have a much different, we're a forest nation. He called it a forest nation. And they spend a lot of time on raking and cleaning and doing things, and they don't have any problem. And when it is, it's a very small problem.
They also have enough water, unlike Los Angeles, where most of the fire hydrants literally ran out because of the Democrat incompetence. And that's the one thing the liberal media doesn't want to talk about, especially when it comes to this, since it's such a horrifying disaster. Here is Scott Jennings on CNN, who is their kind of token conservative guy who is allowed on the network and makes some very good points, trying to bring it up, DEI, Democrats enrolling idiots, and was immediately shut down.
You might have recall a news story from last year. There was some interest in the fire departments and the firefighters in California. And the interest was that there were too many white men who were firefighters. And we need to have a program in California to make sure we don't have enough white men as firefighters. So we have DEI, we have budget cuts, and yet.
And in case you haven't heard, the city council in Los Angeles is very proud that recently they appointed the first female and lesbian double diversity as the fire chief, who then made it her top priority not to try to prevent disasters like this from happening, but to increase diversity in the department.
I'm super inspired.
She took time out of her already busy schedule to tell us about her vision for the department's future.
To prevent disasters from happening, because California is known for its fires and insurance companies are pulling out so people can't even get insurance.
One that includes a 3-year strategic plan to increase diversity.
People ask me, well, what number are you looking for? I said, I'm not looking for a number. It's never enough.
Out of 3,300 city firefighters, only 115 are women right now. She's already looking at ways to change that.
I'm sorry, but that's probably 115 too many. Here's what a major Los Angeles real estate developer and former mayoral candidate had to say about the situation.
Former LA mayoral candidate and real estate developer Rick Caruso criticizing the city's response to the windstorm and fires. He says officials should have been more prepared.
The real issue to me is twofold. We've had decades to go remove the brush in these hills that spread so quickly. And the second is, you got to have water. And my understanding is the reservoir was not refilled in time and in a timely manner to keep the hydrants going. So that's a failure, whether on DWP's part or another city agency. But this is basic stuff. This isn't high science here.
Yes, basic stuff that Donald Trump warned Gavin Newsom to his face about a few years ago. And again, back in October on the Joe Rogan podcast.
They said, we have no water. I said, do you have a drought? No, we don't have a drought. I said, why don't you have no water? Because the water isn't allowed to flow down. It's got a natural flow from Canada all the way up north of water, mm-hmm. More water than they could ever use. And in order to protect a tiny little fish, the water up north gets routed into the Pacific Ocean. Millions and millions of gallons of water gets poured. I could have water for all of that land. Water for your forests. You know, your forests are dry as a bone.
Yeah.
Okay?
Dangerous.
That water could be routed. You know, you could have everything. Oh, not only dangerous, billions of dollars a year they spend on forest fires.
But hey, who cares if you don't have any water in your fire hydrants throughout your city when you have DEI, Democrats enrolling idiots, in the fire department?
We are hosting our new employee orientation, and our focus is to teach our new employees for them to understand cultural competency, identify implicit and unconscious bias, and be aware of the importance of us having a diverse and inclusive workforce.
What about the importance of having water in the fire hydrants, lady?
I hate to even ask this question, but the president-elect chose to attack you, blame you for this.
It's one can't even respond to it. I mean, it's people are literally fleeing. People have lost their lives. Kids lost their schools. Families completely torn asunder. Churches burned down.
Yes, and you're largely responsible for that, sir. But hey, just stand in front of a burning building during a live shot on CNN and pretend like you're there to save people. And here's the mayor of Los Angeles refusing to answer questions from the media for several minutes in a row. I won't play the whole clip, but you'll just get the gist of it. But this clip goes on for over 2.5 minutes.
Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor? Have you nothing to say today? Have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today? Elon Musk says that you're utterly incompetent. Are you considering your position? Madam Mayor, have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today who are dealing with this disaster? No apology for them.
Here's comedian Adam Carolla testifying in front of Congress back in 2017 about how he tried to be a firefighter many years ago in L.A., but was turned down because there were just too many white people in the department.
Geez, I want to talk about my white privilege so badly. I graduated North Hollywood High with a 1.7 GPA. I could not find a job. I walked to a fire station in North Hollywood. I was 19. I was living in the garage of my family home. My mom was on welfare and food stamps. And I said, can I get a job as a fireman? And they said, no, because you're not black, Hispanic, or a woman. We'll see in about 7 years. And I went to a construction site and dug ditches and picked up garbage for the next 7 years. I got a letter in the mail sent to my father's house saying, your time has come to do the written exam for the LA Fire Department. I took it, and I was standing in line, and I had a young woman of color standing behind me in line, and I said, just out of curiosity, when did you sign up to become a fireman? Because I did it, or a person, 7 years ago, and she said, Wednesday. That is an example of my white privilege.
So there's literally a 7-year waiting list because there were just too many white men who were trying to become firefighters in LA. But thankfully, Joe Biden has less than 2 weeks left to continue to embarrass us as a nation. Here he is at a press conference yesterday in California with Governor Newsom, pretending to know what it is that's happening. And then he says this.
But the good news is I'm a great grandfather. As of today, yeah. Our granddaughter, 10-pound, 4-ounce baby girl, a baby boy. So he's going to remember this day for a lot of wrong reasons. Anyway.
Okay, congratulations, sir, but this is not the time nor the place. Look at Gavin Newsom even looking at him like, dude, what the hell are you talking about, man? But even in a terrible situation like this, I will do my best to try to bring some levity to the situation. I hate covering tragedy news. I would much rather just mock liberal lunatics and try to have a good time with the craziness that we're experiencing in the media. And so thankfully, this guy stumbled across a live feed on Fox 11 in LA.
Why is there a fire happening right now?
There are multiple fires that are taking place.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're the news, though. You're supposed to know.
Well, I don't know how it started. We don't know how it started. There, you know, winds.
I think
winds.
It's all the gay people in L.A.
Okay, there we go. Okay. We got the...
You know, he may be onto something. There's an old story in the Bible about some twin cities called Sodom and Gomorrah that many people have forgotten all about. And don't forget about getting free shipping off any of my shirts at markdice.com this whole week by using the promo code 2025 at the checkout. So get your Liberal Tears mug, your MAGA Mafia shirt, Teflon Don, War is a Racket, Conspiracy Theorists Are Right, or any of my awesome designs, all available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code 2025 at the checkout to get free shipping in the U.S. this whole week. And check them out!